All right, fellas, I'm gonna give you a task here. We're way behind. We were too into our football discussion. We got 10 minutes here to answer these four questions. Let's hurry it up this week.
We can
right?
do it.
I think we can do it. Pete, we're starting with you. We already talked college football quite a bit, but you know what? Let's ask just one more. Why not? Pete, I know you love it. I love it. We're going to ask one more college football question. I asked you last week a little bit about, after 1 week, looking at who you think is going to be in the Big Ten championship game. You gave me, you know, the obvious is Ohio State, of course, is going to be good. You said Indiana, maybe a dark horse. They've looked good. By the way, your call on Oregon maybe not being great, they struggled badly against Boise State yesterday. So you're looking pretty good in that realm. I'm going to broaden the scope here, Pete. Uh-oh. We're through 2 weeks now. It's a large college football playoff this year. It's, what, 12, 14 teams, something along those lines. A lot of teams. In that championship game come this winter, from what you've seen so far, who are your two teams?
Georgia's everything we all thought. So I'm not going on any kind of a limb out there. And in the same conference, the SEC, Texas. I mean, they went into the Big House yesterday and took care of business exactly like you almost, and we should have expected, because Michigan lost the head coach, they lost the quarterback, they lost the running back, they lost all five offensive linemen. And they're starting to piece this thing together. So this isn't the Michigan that they were last year. But I think you look at Georgia, you look at Texas. I think if you're looking at the final game, those two teams are going to be in it. You've got some guys out there, though. Ole Miss is a team or a school that, if people aren't really keeping an eye on this, they are putting up points, and it's not just because of the competition. They're that good on offense.
Great right quarterback now. Name, Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart. Yep. It's a wonderful name for a quarterback.
Sleeper for you, Utah.
All right. Cam Rising, you're not worried that he's about 32 years old now? And
well, he's you're right about that, and he's getting a discount from AAA on his insurance, but yeah. I'll tell you, he's a great quarterback. He really is, and this might be his eighth or ninth year in college. I don't know, but he lives up to the age. He's really mature.
Yeah. They've looked good, and I'm going to throw out, you know, USC has looked really good these first two games. Mason Miller, what's I for Miller Moss? Yeah. It's one of those. Some of those names combined. That's his name, and they've looked mighty good these first 2 weeks. Yes, they played Utah State yesterday. Not a great team, but LSU week one, they beat them. Yeah. We're going to move on to you, Dave, from football to more football. We haven't even talked about the Vikings yet. Now, of course, we're saving that for our special guest. Top of the hour at 11, we got Matthew Collar coming on. He's going to give us everything Vikings. He's in New Jersey. He's going to tell us how the stadium is and how that's going to be working out in New Jersey.
That stadium's a dump. It's not my favorite.
It is a dump.
Well, we will hear from Matthew at the top of this next hour. That game's going to start at noon. We all know we're going to be watching that game. That's going to be the first thing on everybody's mind, Dave. But what other games are you looking at this week to get a feel for the league, for the NFL, for certain players? What are you looking at?
Well, to be honest with you, I actually already saw it. I was super excited to see Ravens and Chiefs. So it was such a great opener to have. I was super excited to see that one. I think, like a lot of people, I'm interested to see. I want to see the Bears. You know, I want to see how it all works out for them, having the number one pick. You know, Caleb Williams. Let's see what he can do. So, I mean, obviously we're going to watch Vikings, but I was very interested in that one. It's the Titans, so it's not like it's not like it's the toughest competition. But I want to see Caleb Williams. I'm always watching quarterbacks. You know that. I'm a quarterback guy. So I'm excited to see that one. Bears Titans for me. But then, you know, this is what I love about, I mean, I love fantasy football, right? I mean, I just flip around as much as I can, because every game is a great game. I'm interested to see Steelers Falcons. I want to see if Kirk Cousins is going to do what he can do in Atlanta. And now it sounds like, didn't you say that this morning that Russell Wilson's not starting in Pittsburgh?
Yep, Russell Wilson injured. Justin Fields gets the start.
Yeah, so Justin Fields' era begins in St. Louis. Those are probably the games that I'm very, very interested right off the bat to see. Although Dolphins Jaguars just got a lot more interesting.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill arrested pregame
because of what happened. Yeah, that's well. I mean, look, Scotty Scheffler did all right after it happened to him, so we'll see what
happens. Agent saying that Tyreek Hill is gonna play in that game despite being arrested going into the stadium for a traffic violation. Pete, what games are you watching?
You know, I already had it written down, and I didn't even know I didn't know the question was coming. But the Atlanta Steelers game for sure, because I do want to see what Kirk Cousins looks like. Obviously, they went for a first round draft pick as well, so that makes things pretty interesting. But they have a great running back in Bijan Robinson. They've got a great tight end in Kyle Pitts. Kirk is gonna throw to the tight end because he's a smart quarterback. They've got great receivers, a big offensive line, and a really aggressive defense that I think is going to make Atlanta a much better team this year than they were last. Last year, they did not have a quarterback. Literally, guys. Nobody can name who was playing quarterback for Atlanta last year for all the right reasons. But that one, I think, is probably the most exciting. You want to see Caleb Williams, to your point, Dave, for sure. And I already believe him. How about the Broncos, though? Bo Nix. I love the kid. Everybody kind of poo-pooed if he's going to be an NFL quarterback. He's shown a lot. He looks great. He was an unbelievable college quarterback, and I think he's ready for Seattle and to be the starting quarterback for the Broncos this year.
I'm looking forward to Boye Mafe.
How many people out there actually would rather watch Michael Penix Jr. than Kirk Cousins in Atlanta? I got to be honest, I'm one of them. I'd much rather see Michael.
Yeah, what's more, I mean, I think there's a question of who gives you a better chance to succeed and who's more fun. That's kind of true for a lot of quarterbacks, though. Kirk Cousins gives you a better chance to win. And that's why
he does.
Here's the biggest game. I actually was thinking about this one, and I didn't bring it up, but I'm going to do it now. Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets, going back to the Bay Area to play the 49ers. That's going to be fun. That should be a fun game.
Over under 5 snaps he makes it this year, Pete.
I'm going to go over.
Right. You're on the record. If
it's
under,
be 7 snaps.
Yeah, that's going to be something. We're going to move on here, like I said, a little behind. Pete, I lied about the last question being the last college football question. Here's one more.
Okay.
I'm actually having to switch this up on the fly because you guys took my question. The upsets yesterday, the Northern Illinois, the Iowas, all of those things happened. They were great upsets. But how about the individual performances out of some players around college football? Nico Iamaliva, that's the best I can do. That's the best I can pronounce. Tennessee's quarterback, redshirt freshman, he's looked really good. Miller Moss, like I said, great game. Cam Ward, also looking really, really good in Miami 2 weeks in. And then the running back out of Boise State, who just keeps putting up like 200-yard, 4-touchdown games, game in and game out. 2 games in, another 192 yards and 3 touchdowns for Gene Lee. Pete, who you got at the top of your Heisman standings at this point in the season?
Oh, that's such a great question. It truly is.
Don't say Shadur Sanders. Sorry.
I'm not in that camp. I've never been in that camp. That camp is all to its own. I'll tell you what. As a human being, how about the linebacker from Oklahoma who gave his NIL money? He split it up with all of the guys who were walk-ons at the program down there. That's a first-class kid. I don't know if you guys saw that, but I love that kid for that. He's not winning the Heisman, though. I think the Heisman Trophy it sounds crazy probably because a lot of people, this is not a guy on their radar, but the Georgia quarterback, Beck, the kid never gets credit for what's going on down there in Georgia and how great that offense is. But 6'5" kid who's got a great cannon, always throws to the right guy, it seems like, doesn't throw very many interceptions. I think that's in the makings of a Heisman Trophy year for him.
Yeah, put my chips in, I think, for either Quinn Ewers, your other national championship game quarterback.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Well, I stole him from you.
You got
to find another. I'm going to steal another one for you because there's another one that I would not bet on, but I'm not a betting man.
Well, Cam
Ward, I like him.
And you look at these quarterbacks because they're like, okay, Jackson Dart's had a really nice job, done a nice job in Mississippi, but who have they beaten? That's why Quinn Ewers is better because he's beating actual really good competition. Yeah. I'll throw Kyle McCord in there as a hat, but I don't think he's going to.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Going to be there at the end.
You know, you never know. Maybe Syracuse surprises us all. I do like that coach.
It surprised me, and I'm an alumni. That, so.
Yeah, the Georgia cornerbacks coach that's come up there. What's his name, Fran Brown?
Yes, Fran Brown.
He looks fun. He looks like he might be something. He's recruiting really well, and that team's already chugging along a little bit. Dave, we're going to finish off with you. Something we haven't talked about in a little bit, but we really should be talking about more, the Minnesota Lynx. Again, we tried to actually get a guest on this week, but we're going to get one on in the future. Just didn't work out for this week. They're chugging along. They are absolutely dominating in the WNBA. They're now alone in second place behind only the New York Liberty, who are also an incredible team. They just beat Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever. They have less than 10 losses on the season. And I'll be honest, Dave, I did not expect this at all coming into the season. After last year, an unusual down year for the Lynx. I mean, we expect greatness out of this team year in, year out. They didn't have it last year, and all of a sudden, it's right back. And it doesn't feel like that much has changed, at least in my mind. Yes, there are some new players on the team. Yes, some things have changed, but there was not some big cataclysmic change with this team, it feels like, that has caused necessarily them to excel at this point in the season. My question, pretty broad strokes for you, Dave, and I think the answer is pretty easy. 15 years of Lynx dominance. We expect it year in, year out. It's pretty much been there all the time. Has there ever been college football? You could go to St. John, St. Thomas, any team in Minnesota that's had a 15-year run quite like the Minnesota Lynx are having right now?
I don't think that there has been. I mean, other than maybe you could probably put a flyer on Gopher men's hockey, Gopher women's hockey, Gopher hockey in general. But it's really hard to have any kind of dynasty run in college because it's such a big change. I don't think so. And I've said this so many times, people are tired of hearing it. It always comes back to Cheryl Reeve. She's a great coach. She's a great evaluator of talent. She can do, she brings the best out of players. And by the way, she also does it as a dual role. You know, she's also GM, which is really hard to do in any sport. So she does all of it. She knows the players. And then what makes it so difficult is it's one thing to evaluate the talent and think and kind of prognosticate as to what they can do. It's another thing to evaluate that talent and then make it do what you want it to do. You know, and I think when you think about what the difference is year after year, yes, they have great players. Nafisha Collier has been unbelievable, but they've had great players in every single, you know, as you're going back through time. Simone Augustus, Sylvia Fowles, obviously Maya Moore, Lindsay Whalen. I mean, they have player after player after player, and some of them played together, who just dominate regularly. And then knowing how to put the chess pieces in order and make it work is such a difficult thing to do. So I don't know that there's ever been in this long of a dominant team in Minnesota. Am I missing anything?
No, I was
the only thing I'd even add just real quick, because I know we're at a time frame that we've got to get going. But you brought it up, St. John's football, St. Thomas football. The dominance there for a long, long time was pretty impressive. I'd put at least that somewhere very close to what we're seeing coming from the Lynx.
You could also argue the golden era of Gophers football as well, way back in the 30s. When those
Cheryl Reeve, by the way, president of basketball operations and head coach. I misspoke, Pobo. Not general manager.
All right, guys, that's all I got for you. Let's wrap it up so we can get out of this hour.
Okay, coming up next, does Taco Bell cure all? We'll find out next.